with the environment in focus. I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Here in Fishing Creek on the eastern shore of Maryland, Johnny Shockley's family worked the water for generations. But then the bay's oyster population plummeted to about 1% of historic levels because of overharvesting, pollution, and disease. Johnny, who was 50, finally gave up dredging for oysters 3 years ago. His father, Dorsey, hung on to the family's tradition for 2 more years. But then he, too, finally stopped harvesting oysters last winter at the age of 72. Johnny said he did not want his son, Jordan, who was 22, even trying to follow in the family's line.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a waterman. You know, it's a great lifestyle. The problem is that it's no longer a way to make a good living. I knew what was going on at his age at that point in time, and then looking forward to the way the trend was going, by the time he was old enough to get started at it, it was been nothing left for him.
But instead of being swept under, the Shockleys learned to ride the tide of change. Working with his father and son, Johnny Shockley launched an oyster farming business, growing oysters in tanks and underwater cages. They took advantage of a special low-interest state loan program designed to encourage oyster aquaculture. The Shockleys are now selling 25,000 of their Chesapeake Gold brand oysters per week to high-end restaurants from New York to Richmond. But more interestingly, they are in the business of selling the idea of how to grow oysters. They are marketing the techniques and technology of aquaculture to other former watermen and entrepreneurs in Asia and around the world.
We've got our own unique system of growing oysters, and we're selling that system. We have 12 employees, not only growing oysters, but building equipment, developing programs and processes, vigorously working to build the brand name Chesapeake Gold Oyster.
On their website, cgoysters.com, customers can buy a floating dock with plastic silos for growing oysters. Price, about $8,000. Customers can also plug in their credit card numbers to buy oyster tanks, seed scoops, conveyor belts, and machines called tumblers that roll the oysters so they end up with a pleasingly round shape that is easier to sell. Aquaculture is a fast-growing industry. Johnny Shockley is just back from an international seafood convention in Hong Kong, where he sold his technology.
You know, I think it's the beginning of the next revolution.
But Johnny Shockley's father, Dorsey Shockley, is still an old-school waterman. He admits he viewed aquaculture with some hostility for the first 7 decades of his career because he saw it as competition. But now he's on board with his son's business model and even at the wheel.
I take the boat out on the farm and pull the cages, separate the oysters, and call them out, keep what we need to sell.
In an effort to encourage oyster farming, Maryland 3 years ago made it legal to lease river bottom on the eastern shore. Since then, the state has approved 85 new leases for aquaculture, half of them to former watermen like the Shockleys. The new wave of oyster farmers have been helped by a growing resistance of oysters to diseases called MSX and Dermo. The oysters are evolving to survive, and so are the watermen. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.